eternal, everlasting Father, we thank you this hour. And Lord, as we come, we ask you to just speak your word. Not me, Holy Spirit, you speak and take absolute control, that your name will be glorified and that your word will go forth and accomplish the purpose for which it's been sent. We give you the praise and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. We've been speaking on a series of marriage, parenting, and growing together in Christ. And today, we're going to be talking about the art of communication. The art of communication. And it doesn't matter whether you're married or you're single or you have been married and your one of the spouses are not around, but communication is hard, right? It's one thing that is difficult. You know, if I should just come to Cindy and whisper in Cindy's ear what I tell her and I ask her to whisper to Priscilla, which, and if we go, by the time it gets down here, the message I get Cindy will be different from the message I get up here. Right? Because people are going to change, and what I didn't say, or what Cindy didn't say, what Priscilla didn't say, and so forth, until it comes at the end. No, that's not what I said. And sometimes it's happening even in our marriages, right? But here's the question. Have you ever become frustrated with your spouse because of communication? I'm going to put my hands up. My wife has become frustrated with me because of communication. I'm number one. Verna has become frustrated with me because of communication. When we look at communication, it's an art. But how can we improve it to reduce misunderstanding, especially in our marriages? And like I said, if you're not married or you're courting or you're dating on the path of getting married, communication is important too. So this message is not only for married people, but it's for every one of us here this morning. Amen? Amen. So we're going to look in the scripture and kind of walk through how we can get back on course. Now, for our internal truth, I'm going to skip that and come to the latter point where it says, no matter who you are, communication has its challenges. Right? In marriage, communication is an art, and at times, this art gets twisted. And when it gets twisted, the real joy in a marriage is lost. Right? And when it's lost, there's no happiness. So we need to go back and get that real joy. And to find our real joy is to master in communication. Now, I say go back to school and apply and to fill in the form, application form, and say, I want to do communication. Right? But we got it right in here. Right in here. And it's going to help us. Amen? Now, quickly, you know, I was listening to Tony Evans, Dr. Tony Evans, and he gave this story. He says, a guy was in Chicago, and it was kind of real freezing cold. I don't know how many of you have been in Chicago during the winter period. Very cold, right? And this guy decided to, he couldn't withstand the freezing weather in Chicago. He decided to go down to Florida. And by then, his wife was on a business trip. So he wrote an email to his wife, letting her know that he's gone down to Florida. He can't withstand the freezing temperature in Chicago. But unfortunately, this email lent it to an old lady in Iowa. And this old lady was a pastor's wife. And her husband, who was a pastor, had just passed away a day before she got this email. And she was mourning her husband when she got this email. And when she read the email, she fainted and fell to the floor. So those who have been around kind of mourning, kind of counseling her, consoling her during her mourning period while they were there, when she fell, they ran and attended to her and then look at the email. And the first line of the email read, "My dearest darling, just want you to know I have arrived safely." And the second line says, "Looking forward to you joining me tomorrow." And then he said, "P.S. It is hot down here." Now you see how communication went to the wrong channel, went to the wrong place. I bet this pastor wasn't ready to draw her husband down there. But she got the wrong communication. It wasn't her husband, though. Amen. But you see, communication is very important when it comes to our marriage, it comes to our home, it comes to anything we do, because, as we said, the art of communication has to do with a couple of things we want to look at quickly this morning. It has to do with process of understanding. I mean, the message being communicated. And we're going to go look at communication, define it. And we're going to look at the differences. There are some types of communication and how we think and how we respond. And we want to look at a process of listening. I mean, seeking to understand. And as we seek to understand, we got to give focus, attention. We got to listen with acceptance. We got to ask clear questions. Because sometimes maybe you're communicating with your spouse and you think you understand what they're saying. They're not understanding you. You're not understanding what they are saying. And we're going to look at focus on what is being said and not the way it is being said. And we're going to look at the process of expression. When it comes to communication, how do we express it, right? The way we express it is important. Think before you speak. Determine what to say and when to say it. And not every feeling needs to be expressed. Some just need to be kept within. Because when you put it out, you can't withdraw. It's not like the bank you deposit and you say, "Okay, I'm going to buy and withdraw." You can't withdraw. Ask to make sure you are being understood and speak in a way that encourages. Amen? So let's look at communication. Now, there are so many definitions of communication. You go through dictionaries and what have you. But I decided to look at it and say, communication is a process out of verbal or nonverbal of sharing information with another person in such a way that he or she understands what you are saying. Right? And when it comes to marriage, communication is sharing of meaning. That means, if I communicate with my wife, there's a meaning in my communication that she understands right away. Not going thinking different from what I explained to her. Amen? And it's important because that helps to channel the message I'm trying to present to my wife or whoever it is you're trying to present that communication to. or that message to. If they don't receive that message, they're not going to understand what you are saying. So the importance of communication is sharing of meaning. What did you mean? What are you saying? What are you alluding to when you said such and such and such? Hey, I don't understand what you're saying, okay? No, that's not communication. So in understanding communication, it also has to deal with the differences, how we think and how we respond to communication. And there are various ways, and I got this from this author who wrote Tim and Joy Dawn's Seven Conflicts of Communication in Marriage. And they kind of listed all these. And he said that land or plane communicators, right? There are folks who, the land or plane communicators, they want to find the shorter path to the goal. They don't want to waste time and explain from Genesis to Revelation. The destination is the goal. This is it. This is white. It is white because I'm seeing it's white. That's the point. And you have the, and some of you may have the kind of a style. And you have the enjoy the ride. And the enjoy the ride communicators, they just want you to relax and enjoy the ride and take the trip itself. Whatever it is, don't worry yourself about it. Don't think about it too much. Don't let it be a burden on your shoulder. So when they say, they're done. And the point about it is, the next part of me is struggling to understand, okay, what is he saying? Probably he may not be a great talker or someone who talks a lot like me. Amen? And we also have share your feelings communicators. There are folks who they will share the feeling whether you like it or not. And it's good, right? Because if a feeling is not being shared, no one understands what you are going through. God didn't make anyone else to be a mind reader. I bet if God has made us to be a mind reader, we wouldn't be here. Because there are some folks who be having a different thought about you in their mind, and probably we'll be fighting each other. But it's good to share your feelings. For them, emotions is important. Their emotions are very important, and they want to express it. And there are some folks, communicators who call them just the facts. Hey, don't explain the whole story. Just go straight to the point. Right? I'm not picking on our wives. But sometimes they're going to explain from how this happened, and you'll be like, okay, baby, I got it now. But I want you to understand every A, every B, every C, every D in everything they are saying. And you know, sometimes we the men, we want to shut and get out, right? We don't want it. We don't want all those things. We don't want to go to the point and say it. But they want to be precise. They want everything. And that's good. That's good. Because it's helped also in your marriage, in your relationship. Because if you hold some things back, then that's where the problem comes in. Amen? And we have this other communicators thinking out loud. They're going to ask all the questions and make comments as soon as certain things happen. They're not going to wait for you. They're ready to attack it and say, why did this happen? Why didn't you do such and such? Why didn't you take the trash out? You didn't smell the trash? Why didn't you do such? They want to speak it out loud as a thing they're going to tell you it straight out. And that's good. Because sometimes we need to be reminded. We do. Thank you, John, Dennis. We do. We need to be reminded. And we have the let's talk. I mean, let's take turns, communicators. And my wife is that one. Because when we talk, when she's done talking, what do you have to say? She's waiting for me to respond. And I have to respond, because if I don't respond, we're not going to the next topic. She talks and break, and I come in. And I'm figuring out what to say by the time she gets on what she's saying. And by the time I gets on what I'm saying, she already knows what she's going to say. She come back. But that's helped, right? Because she's not talking, and I'm talking at the same time on her throat. We're not going to go anywhere. We're going to be arguing. And when she says that, I'm not waiting for her, and I'm responding. That doesn't work. So we see how communication is important. Communication, it kind of makes it easier in marriage, make marriage stronger. Because why? If we don't communicate, we're going to have misunderstanding. We're going to have problems understanding each other. You know, this fellow Norman, right, he says that, I know you believe you understand what you think I said, but I am not sure you realize that what you heard is not what I meant. That happens, right? Because sometimes you think you have communicated with the person and you think they understand what you have said, but what you have said is not exactly what you think they understood. So you see how communication is so complicated? But you see, the good thing is that God, who created mankind and put us together, he gives us the ability to be able to understand each other by means of communication. And even when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, God still communicated with them. He said, even though they have fallen short of his plan, but he still opened a means of communication with them. And as we as Christians, as husbands, as couples and couples to be, young folks coming up is important in this journey of life. You see, we must allow freedom for differences in communication. Don't use the words of your spouse and take it into another level and try to accuse. We're going to come there later and try to accuse them of what they are saying without you understanding what they're trying to say. And come on, somebody let's say, you know, I'm not stupid. Oh, so I'm the stupid person, right? She didn't say you're stupid. She just expressing that she's not stupid, but it doesn't mean you are stupid. Amen. But you see, communication, when we promote healthy communication, it kind of helped and honor each other in our marriage, in our home, in our family. That's what communication does. It promotes healthy relationship. We communicate now at a different level. And this is where understanding kind of deepens the increase in the levels of communication each person has. You may be a land or plane communicator. You may be a enjoy the ride communicator. You may be a share your feeling communicator. But when the both of you are on opposite side, then that's a problem. Amen? And that's a serious problem. So effective communication with your spouse It's not just one thing. It's an ongoing process. So we have to take caution. And that's one thing that sabotage communication is anger. Anger. We get angry. It wasn't said the right way. But we use our anger to get back at the next person. And say, oh, you want to be the man in this house? And start banging. And your expression change. Your tone change. Because you are angry. But this is what Paul said. He said, but now you yourself are to put off this anger, wrath, malice, blaspheming, filthy language out of your mouth. No matter how angry you are at your with your spouse or with your children or in your home or in your marriage, don't use words to describe them. Don't say things that you won't be able to retract. And the common thing will say, oh, that wasn't me saying it. No, that's you. That's you. That's your true version. And so we have to be careful how we communicate. And Paul said in Colossians chapter 3, verse 12, he said, therefore, as the elect of God, holy beloved and beloved, put on tender mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering. No matter what, the communication may not be right, but that doesn't give you the urge to look down on the next person. Be that godly person. Honor them. And that's why Paul said, with tender, with mercy, with kindness, with humility, meekness, long-suffering. That's why you sign up for, when you say, yes, I do. And communication is hampering most marriages today. Because we don't communicate well. We don't talk to each other well. And it's breaking down that honor, the morale that marriage should be having. Amen? So, as we look forward, we want to look at the next thing of the process of listening. The process of listening. Now, if your spouse is the one that talks too much, you are in there. You got to listen. You got to give focused attention. You got to listen with acceptance. Amen. You got to focus on what is being said and not the way it's being said. Give focused attention. Look what Proverbs says. It says, now therefore, listen to me, my children. Pay attention to the words of my mouth. Sometimes we don't pay attention to the words that comes out of the mouth of our spouses. We don't listen. We just hurriedly want to get out of there. Oh, this lady talk too much. Oh, this man whine too much. You complain too much. You know, I was watching a video, and this guy, his wife whine, complains too much, and went to the bank to withdraw some money. And while they were there, armed robber entered the place. And the guy, they said, if anybody talk here, anybody, we're going to arrest them. And he pointed to his wife. He said, she's the most talking person. Since you guys, she's been talking. But on a serious level, it happens in home sometimes. Is the man now the talker? The woman going to be the talker, right? It has to be some kind of way. One person has to talk. Because if the one person is quiet, and both of you quiet, there's going to be problems. At least I'm quiet and Vernon talks, so it helps us. It helps me get on track. You see, Paul said in Philippians chapter 2, he said, let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. It shouldn't be about me only, but I should be concerned about her also. And when that happens, it helps to build our relationship. Give focused attention to what the person is saying. Pay attention. Don't be in the hurry of getting out. And the next thing is that listening with acceptance. Listening to what they're saying. Don't let it pass through here and come out the other ear. But digest it. And that, the prophet says that in Proverbs 24:3, he said, through wisdom, a house is built. And by understanding, it is established. By understanding your spouse, by listening, gaining wisdom, your marriage will be built. Now, it's not going to be 100% perfect, because I want to see that 100% marriage. I will live at your feet because I want mine to be too. But we all have our different problems. We all have a different obstacle. We have a different situation we go through our marriages. But listen, when we consider each other in our communication and listen to the next party, listen to the next person, and accept what they are saying, it helps to build the marriage. And not only listening with acceptance and understanding, but ask clarifying questions. Not because you want to run through the door of this your wife is talking too much and you want to get rid of that conversation. Oh yes, I got it. And you know you don't get it. That's a problem, because all she knows, yeah, you have it, you understand. But down in your heart, you know you didn't understand, but you want to get out. Oh, she's nagging too much. She's talking too much. Forget about the nagging. Forget about the talking. Pay attention, because it's going to help you in your relationship. Ask questions. If you don't understand the person, oh, are you telling me such and such? Or what are you saying? Can you tell me more about what you are saying? There you build, and that person knows that, oh yeah, he listening or she listening to me. And not only that, focus on what the person is saying and not the way it is being said. Because sometimes the way in which they want to express it may not come out the way it should come, but don't look at how they say it. Look at what they are saying. And see logic in what they are saying and understand what they're trying to say. It helps. But don't just allow the conversation to come out and say, oh, I knew it. That's why you think. That's how you say that. You just consider me. No. Understand what the person is trying to say. It's important, because that helps to promote a healthy relationship. It helps to promote a good marriage. And the third thing we want to consider here is the process of expression. The process of expression. Seeking to be understood. And am I being understood by my wife? Did she understand exactly what I'm saying? Did my husband understand exactly what I'm trying to communicate here with him? And sometimes the expression when someone communicates with you, you give them that cool shoulder expression like, I don't care. Just talk. I want to get out of here. You done talking? Is that all you have to say? No. No. And then where we come in choosing our words carefully. What we say can help our relationship or can hurt the next person. And the way in which you say it can hurt that person. And it can also be a helping stone to your relationship. Let us take a look. The first thing, think before speaking. Think before speaking. James chapter 1 verse 19 says, so then, my beloved brethren, let every man be wise, swift to hear and slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. We ought to be what? Slow. Think before you say a word. Because guess what? Your partner, your husband, or your wife, when you say same things to them, you're going to see them every day. You may say same things to other people outside there. Oh, you don't have to see them every day. But you live in a home with your spouse, you're going to see them every day. And if you don't know how to speak to them and how to approach them and say things, even though it's not what you anticipate, but what you want them to know is that you love that person and you care about your relationship. So in other words, whatever I say to her or whatever he's saying to me should be edifying. Because it either breaks or lifts your relationship. And that's important. Proverbs 16:20 tells us that the heart of the wise teaches his mouth and adds learning to his lips. One of the fool will not think before he say one or two things. And because he will not put himself in a place like, okay, I'm communicating with this person, and I ought to understand that the same way in which I want to be treated, I want her to be treated in the same way. And that's the fact. Because if we don't think, we say things in our lives, we say, oh, that wasn't me. I'm sorry, that wasn't me. Who was it then? Because when I look around in here, we just only two in this room. So who was the third person that was speaking? Let me see the third person. But it is you. It's you. And that's why Psalm 14, 141 says, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. They say, keep watch over the door of my lips. Because words are powerful. When it goes out, you cannot retrieve those words back. You may say, I'm sorry, but it's still out there. And that's why in communicating, we ought to be careful how we speak. It doesn't matter how angry you are with the situation or what's going on, but think before you say a word. And the next thing, determine what to say and when to say it. Now, when it's hot, like down in Florida, don't say it. Hold on to it and let that fire calm down. Because you may have different intention, but when it comes out with that anger, then it destroys everything. And Proverbs 50:20 says, a man has joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good it is. Because if you speak to your partner, to your wife or your husband in a decent way, in a good way, determine what to say and not just say what you want to say. Proverbs says it's a joy. And even if the person is upset or the person is mad, they feel relieved that you're not just looking at them like one of the kids in a house or a friend of yours or what have you. No. Because God uniquely created each of us and put us together as husband and wives. And there he said in the scripture, he said, everything was good. Until he created a female, it was not good. Nothing was good. Adam was all alone by himself, watching animals and what have you. But until Eve came in the picture, now everything was perfect and everything was good. And that person in your life is your special gift that you have ever gotten in your life. So treat that person with value. Treat them with love. Treat them with care. And make them to understand that, hey, you cherish them. And not just say what you want to say. Even though you may be bringing three figures home and they're not working, they are still equal to you. The both of you are equal on every level. It doesn't matter you are paying the mortgage or you are paying the or this bill or you're doing that or taking care of the family. Both of you are one and equally one. And the same way goes to our wives. It doesn't matter how many figures you bring into. It's the same, vice versa. You people are one in the sight of God. And look what Luke chapter 21, verse 56 says, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist. If we determine what to say and what not to say and trust God, this is what he's going to do. Exactly, it's just what God is going to do. And we want to look at the next one. Not everything you are feeling needs to be expressed. And sometimes your spouse may not understand or say you are ignoring them. But some feelings just need to be kept and don't say it. Because sometimes you say it fuels the whole situation up. Look at Proverbs chapter 10, verse 9. He says, in the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who restrains his lips is what? If your spouse is mad at you, talking back and forth, hold on to it. In a way, when say, well, I suck it in, right? Take it in. Hey, you may not like it, but take it in because that's part of the package. We got to accept it. Take it in. And look, in Proverbs 11, 12, it says, he who is devoid of wisdom despises his neighbor, but a man of understanding, why? Holds his peace. You don't have to go stand toe-to-toe to your spouse and say, look, I'm the man in the house. I wear the big pants. No. Forget it. Forget it. Hold your peace. And at appropriate time, you can express what you want to say and how you want to say it. Because when it's calm, you get the attention. And those of you who have been married for over 30, 40 years, you are witnesses to these things, right? It happens. And Proverbs chapter 17, verse 20, it says, even a fool is counted wise when he holds his peace. Can you imagine that? So if you are the one that will stand toe-to-toe and argue with your spouse, Proverbs is saying, even a fool is counted wise when he holds his peace. When he shuts his lips, he is considered perceptive. So, that tells us that there are certain things we just have to be calm and not express. Maybe at a particular moment, if you want to express it, hold on to it. And maybe when you're sitting at a dinner table, you say, you know, babe, such and such and such and such, I didn't get it, but probably that food is so cooked well, then you can communicate well. But when a thing is hard, don't communicate. Amen. And ask to make sure you are being understood. Now, even if you're communicating with your spouse and you find out, make sure. Ask them, did you understand what I said? I said such and such and such. Did you really get it? And you may think they have it, but sometimes they don't. But we have to make sure. It's go both ways. We have to make sure we understand what our wives are saying, and the wives need to understand what the husband is saying also. Because if we don't understand each other, we're not getting anywhere. And we're going to struggle down the line in our marriage. And speak in a way that encourages. Speak in a way that encourages your spouse. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29 says, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. That it may what? Impart grace to the hearers. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11 says, therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing. Speak, encourage each other. Because sometimes we all get frustrated in our marriages, there are problems, but when we're communicating with each other and be able to understand each other, we get along easily. Amen? It doesn't matter where you are. If your spouse calls you on the phone and want to talk to you about certain things, they don't want to wait to get home, listen. And encourage them at that very moment, hey, I understand, but such and such and such. Don't say, hey, wait, let's get home before we talk this. No. Probably he or she needs help at that very moment. Encourage them. Talk to them. Whatever you're doing, pause. You know, when I'm at work, my boss came one time, Verna was calling me, and she saw the on my phone, she saw the caller ID, she knew straight with my wife calling. She said, oh, Mr. Momo, you can take it. I said, oh, you don't have to send me. I'm going to take my call. And she starts to laugh. She said, I know, because if my husband called me, if he calls me, I call, he don't pick up his phone, he know he's in trouble. I said, thank you. I'm glad you know that. But what am I trying to say is that's all part of communicating in our marriages. Because if we fail to understand, if we fail to communicate, we're not going to understand. We're not going to go anywhere. We're going to keep struggling, having problems upon problems upon problems, and we're not going to grow in our marriages. Because guess what? Satan is not happy to see marriages growing. He, from the beginning of creation, he was not happy to see Adam and Eve, that God has this perfect and great people that he put together. Satan was not excited about it, so he tried to destroy the good thing that God put together. And until we can realize that our marriages are threat to the devil, we will not be successful. Amen? And as we close, a couple of things I want to stress here is that no matter what, communication is important. Because with no communication, it implies no interest in your relationship. If you do not know what is happening to your partner or what they are going through or what they are dealing with, you will not be able to understand because you're not communicating with them. And when we communicate, guess what? There's a better, I'm going to say again, better marital satisfaction. There is better trust, there is better honesty, and there is respect. There is also better understanding when we communicate. Someone said couples who talk often, they discuss their life and their life goes on perfectly. Even though it may not be 100% perfect, but because they talk most often, they understand each other. Today, most often, we don't communicate because we are too much busy with work, too much busy with other things in our lives, and we don't even have the time to sit and communicate. We don't even sit at dinner table to talk. By the time you touch the bed, you're gone. And the next morning, you're ready to wrap up and get ready to run. But guess what? That's exactly what Satan wants to see happening in our homes. That's exactly what the devil wants to see happening in our home. Because he doesn't want us to understand each other. He doesn't want us to grow and have a successful relationship. He doesn't want us to have a great relationship, that which God has put together. Because when our marriages are strong, guess what? The church becomes stronger. Because God, Jesus, he is the head of the church. And when we build our relationship on God, when our foundation is on God, even though there may be cracks in our relationship, but he who put us together is able to keep us together. And that's the importance of communication. No matter who you are or what you may be, whether you're single or married or not, communication is the key to a successful relationship. God bless you. Father, we want to thank you this hour. We thank you for your word. We pray, Lord, that even as we've spoken your word, that you would just touch our hearts and you would just take control. Lord, you may be here this afternoon and you may be having a problem with communication or what have you, or even in your marriage. And there are some things or questions you may want to ask. You can see any of the leaders, Pastor Gerald, any of the deacons, or myself, and we are willing to meet with you and talk with you. Because the stronger your marriage is, the better you are in your home. Amen.
Amen.